Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
It's very hard to start calling him Eamon Macaroni as we do in front of someone like Guy Barker, but there it is, it's too late now. Welcome, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Well, I'm good, you're here. It's good that you're... because
I love it here.
You would have been delayed.
Slightly
delayed this morning.
Yeah, slightly delayed.
But nice to have you back in Dublin, and nice to see you back doing something really exciting, which is this Gatsby concert. That's a very fine idea.
Well, on the night of the concert, or the day of the concert, the 10th of April, actually...
Tomorrow?
It's the centenary of when The Great Gatsby, the book...
Oh, really?
...was published.
Okay.
Literally
to the day.
Absolutely.
Know that. Oh, that's fantastic. I didn't know that. I noticed that you've the great Tommy Blaze again and Vanessa Haynes and Joe Stilgo, who I saw last week.
Yeah. Who's wonderful.
Being a Paul McCartney for the Beatles.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's being a Bing Crosby.
His versatility knows no ends. That's fantastic. He's a great singer.
Oh, he's wonderful. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful human being. He's a great vocalist. He's a great piano player.
Great piano player. Yeah. I was amazed at that. I wasn't aware.
Well, I did a crazy project last year and we did it at 6 shows at Ronnie Scott's. I collaborate with an author called Rob Ryan, who's a great friend of mine. And I just said to him, Rob, I want to do something crazy. And I said, I want to do something that's set in the 60s, inspired by the Twilight Zone and David Lynch. And we wrote this piece together called Inferno 67. Right. And it was a very strange, wacky piece set in a strange club called Hell on Earth, where all the ghouls go. Anyway, I had to write some songs as well as the crazy stuff. It was for 18-piece big band, three actors and two vocalists. And one of the vocalists was Joe, and he had to act. And I got him to write the lyrics to the songs that I'd written. And they were absolutely brilliant. He's a real talent.
He really was. Well, when I heard him play the piano, I was quite amazed. An old pal of mine was sitting in front of me at the gig, and he said, I really wish he'd play the piano, because he was obviously singing a lot, and Mark McGann, the two of them doing the Lennon-McCartney thing. And suddenly he came up, and suddenly he started to play, and you just went, oh, my God. But he's a lightness of touch. It was quite something.
Yeah, and he'll be playing with us tomorrow.
Oh, he's going to be playing as well as singing.
As well as singing,
How do you choose when you come to something like, you call it Gatsby 100, now what are you going to do? Where do you pick the tunes? How do you decide which way to go with these ones?
Well,
because I presume you do.
What I've done is obviously take music from that era.
Yes,
but also show where it led to. So we do step into the 30s, and one point we step into the very early 40s, because it was kind of an ever-moving thing, you know. I mean, the music that was happening in the 20s, which we all associate with the Gatsby era, were people like Vic Spiderbeck and Paul Whiteman and the white bands. But then you had the black bands, which was Fletcher Henderson's, which featured the greatest jazz soloist of them all, Louis Armstrong. And what's interesting there, you had this connection, because then when you go to the sort of next big statement of music along that line, you're in the swing era, which was created, they say, like halfway through the 30s, but we know it best, I suppose, from the 1938 concert of Benny Goodman. Now, the thing is, Benny Goodman bought Fletcher Henderson's arrangements, and so it was him playing the Fletcher Henderson, and he was the guy that when he got to the Carnegie Hall. They said, we want you to do a concert. He got really excited. So I said, I'm going to have this, and then I'm going to have some members of the Ellington Band, some members of the Basie Band, and I've got my own quartet with Teddy Wilson and Lionel Hampton and Gene Krupa. And the Carnegie Hall people said, well, no, you can't do that. And he said, why? He said, well, you can't have black and white
people on the stage.
He said, well, let's forget the concert then.
Oh, good man.
And that concert changed everything, because I always thought that the musicians should be the best politicians anyway.
Yes,
and,
sure.
And he made this statement, and then things changed, because, you know, all the musicians were feeding off each other. You know, Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke had enormous respect for each other, and there are sort of stories about them jamming together at one point.
But isn't that the great thing about music, that it can cut through all the barriers?
Absolutely.
The barriers.
Yeah.
And different levels of people, be it rich or poor, whatever, people come together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can say when I first used to go to Ronnie Scott's, when I was 16 and I was, a student,
sure,
I would go in there, I'd see people like my age, and then I look across and I saw a table with Princess Margaret and Tony Bennett on it.
No,
you know?
Way.
Always, yeah. It's a very special thing. And I also, with the 20s and the jazz age, it grew along in parallel to Prohibition. And so how does that work?
Yes.
I think it was the first era of music, of youth culture, that was affected by the music. In fact, I would say it was probably more outrageous than the 60s and the punk era. You know,
because people were striving for that freedom, for that self-expression or whatever. I see you playing Tiger Rag tomorrow night.
Yes.
Then we better play it now. That's you.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Guy Barker, ladies and gentlemen, with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra at New Year's Eve 2023, yeah. That's such a big sound, isn't it? I love that sound. But then you love that sound too. You know, when we think about that sound, we think about the people who made it. We think about, for instance, Frank Sinatra. Did you play on something with Sinatra?
I toured with him.
You toured with him. That's what you did.
Three times, yeah.
And when we talked about this before, and I remember getting very excited about the possibility, because you know that you're only five people away from when you're here, and you kind of go, let me hold your hand.
Yeah.
And I never met him, and I loved him to bits all my life. The thing about playing with Sinatra was, you probably, apart from having to be on your toes, was it nerve-wracking or was it just a pleasure? I'm just curious about this, because he was exacting, would be how I'd put it.
I found it very emotional. That's how I found it. I found it very emotional and very exciting.
Were you very young?
Yeah. I mean, I was younger than I am now. Well, it was like 1989.
Okay.
So I was about 12. You know.
Yeah, I understand. I can see that, because you're like myself. You were a young man.
The first tour I did was him and Sammy Davis and Liza Minnelli.
You came here then, did you?
We did.
With the Lansdowne Road thingy.
At Lansdowne Road, we did two nights there.
I thought I recognised you. We were there. We did. Oh man.
I remember on that particular gig, we were doing, I think he was singing Mac and I, and his son, Junior, was conducting.
Yes, he was.
Who I really liked. We got on really well.
Yeah.
And I just remember, you know, when sometimes, you know, the trumpet player, you have a mutin and you play those little fills behind the voice, you know. Yes. And I just remember playing and Junior kept sort of pointing his finger, holding his hand up and pointing his finger. And what he was trying to say
to me...
Trying to say, push the microphone, get right up close to the microphone. And, of course, I went right up close to the microphone and you could hear Sinatra singing and I could hear my trumpet coming out of the thing. And I was like, oh, and I backed off. And his son said to me, he said, no, he likes to hear that. He likes to hear that thing. So... And I remember at Lansdowne, remember him looking at me.
That was a very special moment, because being able to see not just him, but to see Sammy Davis Jr. and Liza Minnelli in that sort of context, in terms of Ireland, we'd never seen anything like it before.
Oh, it was wonderful. When you say, you know, what did it feel like? And I was saying, it was exciting. The exciting thing was, you know, we toured all over Europe. And when you go to the gig, you know, obviously Sinatra had his transport and he had his aeroplane and Sammy had his aeroplane and Liza had this amazing sort of hotel suite on wheels that would go everywhere. We'd be in a coach, you know, bus, you know. But there were police escorts and stuff. But when we played Dublin... The orchestra got a police escort.
It was
fantastic.
we were driving along
and we were surrounded by cops and lights going and everything. And it was really exciting. You just thought, this is something a bit special, you know. Actually, the whole tour was fun, you know.
Which is lovely to hear, because certainly from a fan point of view, it was just magic to see that on stage and to hear these great songs in that context. Because your musical life covers so many different areas. You immerse yourself in it, don't you? I mean, we have The Great Gatsby tomorrow night. Later on this year, you're doing a tribute to Quincy Jones, one of the greatest. And again, somebody who you knew, who was...
I worked with him just a few times. Once was in Gstaad in Switzerland as part of a film festival. And we played a couple of, you know, we were there for a week playing rehearsals and doing stuff like that. Then there was a time when I was musical director for the BBC Jazz Awards, and we honoured him. And I got a big band and I had to play all the, you know, write all the arrangements and play all the walk-ons and stuff.
Sure.
You know, which was great
stings,
fun.
Yeah.
And we got Michael Caine to present Quincy with the Lifetime Achievement Award, because they were best friends. Born on the same day, the same year.
Correct. You know?
So they referred to each other as their twin.
That's lovely.
So I got to write the Sonny Rollins tune of Alfie, you know, as his walk-on. And Quincy came and we rehearsed, and then I went and played in the trumpet section and he conducted, and, you know, and he was an amazing guy. I mean, it was, I think more than anything else, his greatest thing was making things happen, You know, just because... But
there was huge respect, wasn't there, for
absolutely.
Him? And therefore, doors opened.
Absolutely.
It's like being Guy Barker. Same thing. Doors just opened. Stay where you are, because I want to go back to The Great Gatsby in a moment, but I can't let that moment pass without Quincy Jones, Don Blacks on days like these.
Oh, beautiful.
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
And Matt Monroe. And
yeah.
These, that's Matt Monro. Guy Barker with me, who's conducting the RTÉ Concert Orchestra tomorrow evening at the NCH. Joe Stilgo, Tommy Blaise, Vanessa Haynes. We'll come back to that in a sec. And is it Giacomo Smith on clarinet and saxophone? We'll come back to that in a moment. That's by way of a mention for... It's like you've moved in. Quincy Jones' celebration, which will be happening on the 5th of June.
Yeah.
Which would be quite something. Will that feature on days like these?
I'm afraid so.
Don't be afraid.
I've created a film medley.
It makes total sense. Stay with me, Guy, really, just for a few minutes. We have the small matter of traffic.
RTÉ Lyric FM Traffic and Travel, sponsored by Citroën. Citroën, maybe the most comfortable cars in the universe.
Now, Sinead, here we go.
Hello again.
Hello again, dear heart. What have you got for me?
I'll start off in the capital, as there are inbound delays in Dublin on the N7 between Junction 5 at Gough and Junction 4 Rathcoole. Also on Kevin Street from the Patrick Street Junction to St Stephen's Green. And on the Stillorgan Road and Donnybrook Road in the direction of the city. There are delays there from UCD to the Marlborough Road Junction. In Limerick, there are delays on the Shelburne Road southbound from Shelburne Park to the Condell Road junction, and on the Condell Road inbound between Barrington's Pier and the Shannon Bridge roundabout. To Galway, where it's busy on the Quincentenary Bridge eastbound from the Newcastle Road junction to the Headford Road junction. High Street in Cork is closed from the Summerhill South junction to the Windmill Road junction and will be until 6pm on Friday. In Kildare, there will be a stop-go system on the Athy to Kilcullen Road today. That's at Ballyshannon Cross. And finally, there will be works in Wexford today as well, north of Monaghair, from 8am until 6pm. And that's the latest traffic and travel news this morning.
That's lovely, Sinead. Will you join us in the morning?
I certainly will.
You're very kind.
Thank you very much.
After your trip to the cinema. Talk to you in the morning.
Thank you.
Cheers,
not
at all. Cheers. 9.24. Now, Guy Barker's with me. You're going over to the orchestra, of course, this morning.
Absolutely.
And that'll be... That's exciting, because I'm thinking about the music, the Gatsby music, which is so big and in your face. Whacking that out now at 10:15 will be something else.
We'll
hear it.
But there are some calm moments occasionally.
Are calm moments? Yes, what are they? Because
Stormy weather.
Stormy weather, of course.
So now we associate that with Lena Horne,
yes,
who I worked with in 1984 for 3 months, which was fantastic. But the Gatsby connection is, in actual fact, the first recordings of Stormy Weather was done by a clarinetist called Jimmy Noon and the Boswell Sisters, who were a great harmony group in the 20s.
Yeah.
And they had a hit with Stormy Weather.
That's such a great song.
Oh, it's wonderful.
We mentioned, while we were doing some stuff there, Vanessa Haynes, who is singing with you as well.
Oh, yeah, she's glorious.
Is she doing Stormy Weather or something?
Yes, she certainly is.
Did you also say she's doing, is it On Revival Day or Louisiana?
Yeah. On Revival Day. Right. Which is a song that Bessie Smith...
the great Bessie Smith. You hear the recordings of Bessie Smith now, and the crackles and everything else, because they can only do so much. It still sounds wonderful.
Oh,
there's still it's passion, isn't it, too?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a little taste of On Revival Day. We've got them all here, you know. Is a voice, Guy. That's Vanessa Haynes. What a voice!
Oh, she's amazing.
You were saying she does Rita and all this.
She's herself, but you know, I've seen her do. I've been on the stage with her when she sang some Aretha songs. In fact, here, and there was one moment where she did Natural Woman, and we got about 2/3 of the way through the song. We were just about to do the modulation, and she just did something that caused a standing ovation and the cheers, and it went all the way till the end of the song.
Great.
And then we just had to sit and wait, you know, while the audience came down. She's got such a great effect, and I love her to pieces. And that crazy piece that I told you I did, inspired by the 60s, and so she did some songs in there, and she would just... We found a couple of 60s rarities where the subject of the song was witchcraft and voodoos and stuff.
Yeah.
She just absolutely
ripped it to shreds.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it must be lovely for you. Well, because you're an in-demand arranger. You're conducting this as well, of course. But this is something you do. But you have a passion for it.
Oh.
Do you know? I mean, and the way you talk about the artists and the way you talk about the people, it's so evident. We were chatting away again while we were changing a track. And we were bumping on about Van Morrison and stuff. And you mentioned the new arrangements and duets, which we had as an album of the week a little while ago. And you said, oh, I'm on that. And it's just astonishing to me that all these links, so that you're covering this vast array of music, and yet you find time to come over to us, which is quite lovely. But you obviously enjoy this orchestra as well.
I love working with this orchestra. They're just fantastic. It's not just the great musicianship, it's their attitude, you know.
Yeah.
I just feel, you know, because it's always daunting sometimes. I mean, sure. I go around and I've, you know... And sometimes, you know, you can sit in front of an orchestra and, you know, there might be, like, one person in there who would rather be playing Beethoven than your stuff.
Okay.
And you can see it and you just have to deal with it. You know. With these guys, you know, that I just don't get any of that. They, you know, they seem to like what I put in front of them.
Sure, yeah.
And also, the important thing is I'm a trumpet player. You know,
you're one of them.
I'm one of them. Yes, I always say, look, it's never a good idea to put a trumpet player on a podium, but let's have a go.
Ennio Morricone was a trumpet player.
He certainly was.
There you go.
Quincy Jones was a trumpet player.
So look,
Billy May was a trumpet player. So it's like all these arrangers all just went, this trumpet's too bloody hard.
I need to get writing. Give me a stick and I'll be fine. Will you stay with me for a few minutes?
Of course.
Good man. RT Lyric FM, it is Marty the Morning. It's 9:30. Let us get the latest news with Emma Coonan. Emma, good morning.
Thank you, Marty, and good morning from the newsroom. The European Union is this afternoon expected to approve €21 billion in tariffs on US products in retaliation against President Trump's decision to impose 25% levies on European steel and aluminium exports last month. The move coincides with a second wave of blanket duties on EU exports to the US, which took effect this morning. European shares fell as steep US reciprocal tariffs kicked in, exacerbating fears over the economic damage caused by the trade war. From Brussels, our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
This afternoon, the EU's Trade Barriers Defence Committee will vote on a proposal to impose €21 billion in tariffs on a range of US products, from soybeans to diamonds to makeup. The duties will hit in three phases, April, May and December. Withdrawn from the list are things like US bourbon, dairy and pharmaceutical products. The EU insists it would prefer negotiations and has offered to reduce tariffs on a range of industrial goods down to zero. There's been no take-up on the offer so far. The Taoiseach Simon Harris will meet US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick in Washington later today in the hope of impressing upon the Trump administration the need to avoid an all-out global trade war.
Around 60 countries are affected by the latest US tariffs, which include 20% imposed on the EU, as well as a massive 104% levy on most Chinese goods. President Trump said overnight he will also shortly be announcing a new tariff regime for pharmaceutical products to try and force companies to move manufacturing to the United States. A Land Development Agency report has identified 102 publicly owned sites that could deliver between 11,000 and 71,000 homes. The agency is required to submit a report every 2 years on public land that is potentially suitable for housing in towns with a population of over 10,000. And the Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Cowan has confirmed that he had a health scare last weekend but is now recovering in St James's Hospital in Dublin. In a statement, Mr Cowan said he first felt unwell at the European Parliament meeting in Strasbourg last week. On his return home, he attended hospital in Tullamore before being transferred to the cardiac unit at St James's Hospital, where he underwent a surgical procedure. The weather forecast dry and sunny again today, highest temperatures of 14 to 20 degrees. And that's all from the newsroom for now.
Emma, thank you. It's now 9:32.
There's never a dull on the Full Score lineup. This week, we're treated to a gorgeous pairing of peers in a recital of Weber, Poulenc and Brahms by clarinetist Michael Collins and Irish pianist Michael McHale. While from Geneva, it's all things suave and sparkly, as Bertrand Chamailloux stars in Ravel's Piano Concerto in G, and we round off the week with a cultural détente, a terrific concert from China, as the Shanghai Opera House Symphony Orchestra present an East-West fusion. Works from masters of the Occident and Orient. Do join us. The Full Score with me, Liz Nolan. 1 to 4pm, Monday to Thursday, here on Lyric.
Tesco Club Card gives you the power to more, helping you celebrate Easter. Make their morning with Tesco finest breakfast favourites like hand-tied Irish pork sausages, white or black pudding, Irish Canadian maple rashers, and corn-fed eggs, any three for €6. Get more from your shop with your Tesco Club Card or app. Shop in-store or online. Tesco. Every little helps. Available in most stores. Prices vary in Express.
Marty in the morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Making later life a greater life.
I've got Guy Barker with me. Guy, I just noticed we have no... the tea never arrived.
No.
It's not a good sign.
No, no, you cannot get the
please,
staff, you
know. Please tell me you will come back. Though, that you
of course I will.
That's the boy.
I'll bring my own tea.
I was just going to say, tea bag. Have tea bag, we'll travel. Guy Barker with me. We're just having a look, just before I let you go, because I know you're going over to the orchestra now. It's Gatsby 100 NCH tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. The list... normally you'd see a concert that'd be six or seven. There's a huge... Well, these kind of shortish, these...
Yeah,
these.
Because, of course, a lot of them are... You know, I've rearranged many things that existed as recordings, and, of course, yes. They were on 78, so they were only 3 minutes long.
Of course, that's all the way. So, as a result, you get...
Yeah,
an
and some of them are in the form of medleys and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Well, but some of them aren't. Some of them are extended. Like, for example, the Tiger Rag that you played.
Yes.
Basically, that is based on, well, Giacomo Smith, the amazing clarinet player who you'll see, who I, again, somebody who's inspired me so much. He's so much so that I wrote a clarinet concerto for him, which we performed last year.
Awesome.
But we... he sat down with me and I started listening to the various versions of Tiger Rag, and there's a great version that the Ellington Band did in the late 20s, early 30s,
yeah.
With the Cotton Club Orchestra. So, and then there's a famous Louis Armstrong version. And then I started doing things, and then Giacomo threw some things at me, and we've created this kind of sort of epic version of Tiger Rag that has Ellington, Louis and Giacomo and me in it.
Oh, sounds wonderful. Any plans to work with Matt Damon again?
Oh, well,
that was great.
No, that was... I tell you what, I had the biggest shock this year. Earlier this year, I was invited by Jazz FM to do a programme about the talented Mr. Ripley.
Yes.
Just to do with the music. And then they did a screening of it, and that had me doing a questionnaire. And the reason was because it was this year's the 25th anniversary.
25th.
I said, you're kidding me, aren't you?
No.
Yeah. 25 years ago.
That's astounding. I saw a picture of him in the paper the other day, acting the part of David Beckham's brother.
Oh,
it's
really?
An ad for beer or something. I have no idea. We may have to play Mr. Damon. I have to let you go. I can't go. But anyway, the joint is jumping, it will be. And Tiger Rag and Cabaret and Crazy Rhythm. Oh, you do Illusion on medley and everything. Oh, that's going to be wonderful.
What's that, sorry?
Louis Jordan.
That's the latest we get, because that's kind of... how the party continued into the early 40s.
For sure. It's a joy having you in. I love your company. Guy, thank you for coming in this
morning.
I know you were waiting on cars and waiting on tea, and just waiting seems to be the thing. Have a lovely time. I know you're over with the orchestra at 10 o'clock, and if you see a little face with a moustache looking in the window, it'll be me.
Okay.
Because if that's okay, so
you
don't...
You can come in, and
you're
sit down.
Very kind. It's tomorrow night. It's tomorrow night. RTE Concert Orchestra, NCH.
I've been sad. Louisiana, Louisiana, now I'm glad.